Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news with you. I want to welcome all my brothers and sisters tonight. Mahalo for tuning in. I'd like to give a shout out to the Berean boys and Friday Chapel boys at Halava, my Waiava boys, and my FDC faithfuls. You know who you are. And to anyone else who's listening behind the walls tonight. We also want to give a shout out to those that are on this side of the walls. Maybe you're still driving home after a long day at work. Maybe you've just put the kids down to bed and are sitting at the dining table and listening to Free Inside Ministry. You know, we're the prison ministry of First Assembly of God, Red Hill, Honolulu. We have a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the incarcerated, the broken, and the lost, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in all of the facilities on Oahu. Soon we will be at the Women's Correctional Facility in Kailua, and we're planning a trip to Saguaro, Arizona to minister to our brothers there in the month of May. So mahalo once again to everyone. "For I know the plans I have for you," declared the Lord, "plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to for hope and a future," in Jeremiah 29:11. And it goes on to say in verses 12 to 14, "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you and will bring you home again to your own land." Once again, thanks again for tuning in. Tonight's show is going to be a little bit of a free-for-all. We have the global director for Convoy of Hope coming into Honolulu later this week. And we're going to be talking a little bit about Convoy of Hope. Ron Showers will be here later in the week, but tonight, we're so blessed, and it's my, once again, my honor and such a privilege to have the state coordinator, State of Hawaii coordinator for Convoy of Hope in the studio tonight, Mrs. Lynette Eastman. Could you give a shout out to all those listening tonight, Lynn?
Aloha, brothers and sisters. Good to be here, and thank you, Bulla, for inviting me. I'm just tagging along tonight. Just got out of Halava Chapel today. Hi, brothers.
Well, you know, we're going to be talking about the Convoy of Hope, but to put it in perspective, to give it a base that we're going to work with, we'd have to go to the book of Matthew, chapter 25, and verse 35. "For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me." See, sometimes the Free Inside Ministry is not only about those that are incarcerated, it's about those in need. Those, for one economic reason or another, are in a situation where they need some things. And there are others who are just at a poverty level trying to make ends meet. But before we go into the Convoy of Hope, I wanted to share a story with you. And for those of you that have heard the carrot, egg, or coffee bean, please bear with me. And for those of you who have not heard this story yet, I think you're going to enjoy it. "You will never look at a cup of coffee the same way again. A young woman went to her mother and told her about her life and how things were so hard for her. She did not know how she was going to make it and wanted to give up. She was tired of fighting and struggling. It seemed that as one problem was solved, a new one would arise. So her mother took her to the kitchen. She filled three pots with water and placed each on a high fire. Soon the pots came to a boil. In the first pot, she placed a few carrots. In the second pot, she placed a few eggs. And in the last pot, she placed ground coffee beans. She let them all sit and boil without saying a word to her daughter. In about 20 minutes, she turned off the burners. She fished the carrots out of the pot and placed them in a bowl. She then pulled the eggs out and placed them in a bowl. And then she ladled the coffee out and placed that in a bowl also. Turning to her daughter, she asked, "Now tell me, what do you see?" The daughter looked at her quizzically, said, "Carrots, eggs, and coffee." So the mother brought her daughter closer and asked her to feel the carrots. She did and noted that they were soft. She then asked her to take an egg and break it. After pulling out the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Finally, she asked her daughter to sip the coffee. The daughter smiled as she tasted and could smell its rich aroma. The daughter then asked, "Well, what does all of this mean, mother?" Her mother explained that each of these objects faced the same adversity, boiling water. But each reacted differently. The carrot went in strong, it went in hard, and it went in unrelenting. However, after being subjected to the boiling water, it softened and became weak. The egg, which had been fragile, its thin outer shell had protected its liquid interior, but after sitting through the boiling water, the inside became hardened. Now, the ground coffee beans were unique. After they were in the boiling water, they had changed the water. "Which are you?" she asked the daughter. "When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? How do you react? Are you a carrot? Are you an egg? Or are you a coffee bean? Think of this. Which am I? Am I the carrot that seems strong, but with pain and adversity, do I wilt and become soft and I lose my strength? Or am I the egg that starts with a malleable heart but changes when the heat gets turned up? Did I have a fluid spirit but after a death, a breakup, a financial hardship, or some other trial, or tribulation that I became hardened and stiff? Does my shell look the same but on the inside am I bitter and tough, with a stiff spirit and a hardened heart? Or am I like the coffee bean? The bean actually changes the hot water, the very circumstance that brings it pain. When the water gets hot, it releases the fragrance and flavor of your life. If you're like the bean, when things are at their worst, you get better, and you change the situation around you. When the hours are the darkest and the trials are the greatest, do you elevate to another level? How do you handle adversity? Are you changed by your surroundings, or do you bring life, flavor to your surroundings? So, my beloved, are you a carrot? Are you an egg? Or are you a coffee bean?
Amen.
You know, that's a wonderful story to put things in perspective. And the one thing that we have to appreciate is the fact that, you know, Convoy of Hope, I'm going to let my beloved wife speak a little bit about that while I look up some notes. But it's going to be our third year. And, you know, we've been so blessed to be a part of the Convoy of Hope Hawaii. And it's just changed the landscape, I feel, across the community. And we have another opportunity coming up in the month of July. But Lynn, why don't you just share a little bit about Convoy while I look for some notes?
Oh, thank you, honey. Convoy of Hope Hawaii this year, as we embark upon our third year, our advisor, Pastor Clayton Coe at the First Assembly of God, and Pastor George Nogato at Paradise Chapel, another advisor, decided that we are going to go to our first neighbor island, and we are going to be in Molokai on July 20th in that wonderful community of Kanaka Kai. We're also going to be at the, we're going to return to the Kapolei Fairgrounds on July 27th in Kapolei, right across from the Walmart. And we're going back to the Aloha Stadium on July 27th. So, you know, we're really looking forward to this year and seeing what God is going to do for the communities of Molokai and the island of Oahu, Bula.
I thank you for that. You know, Convoy of Hope, for those of you that don't know, it's about local businesses, local agencies, and local churches using local resources to help local people that are in need. In 2010, Convoy of Hope assisted nearly 8 million people across the United States and around the world by providing food, clothing, medical aid, and other needed resources through community outreaches and disaster response arms. The mission of Convoy of Hope is simple. We exist to feed millions of people in need in the United States and around the world through children's nutrition initiatives, citywide outreaches, and disaster response. It all started with our CEO, Hal Donaldson, president of Convoy of Hope, and he knows how powerful compassion can be. You see, it was in August 1969 when his parents, Harold and Betty Donaldson, were hit head-on by a drunk driver. His dad was killed and his mom was incapacitated for some time. Hal and his younger siblings quickly learned what it's like to live without many of life's basic necessities. However, people from local churches and the community assisted the family by providing food and shelter. Those generous acts gave the Donaldson kids a sense of hope and also determination to one day help others in need. In 1994, Convoy of Hope was formed and has morphed into a global movement where churches, businesses, government agencies, and other organizations join forces to carry out Convoy of Hope's mission, which is to feed the world. In 16 years, Convoy of Hope has helped more than 55 million people in more than 100 countries. In that time, we have given away more than $304 million worth of food and supplies to people in need. You know, we're blessed the last 2 years to be here on Oahu. This coming year, we're going to be able to go to Molokai. And one of the reasons for Molokai was Dawn O'Brien, the dawn of a new day, Wonder Woman, amen. 95.5, our sister station. In the morning, she looks even better in person than she looks on your radio. She's half Tongan, half Irish, and all holy. And she's just a wonderful sister in Christ. But last year, after the Convoy of Hope, she had been up at Molokai for Praise in the Park concert, and she told me how in dire need they were. So I did a little research. And in 1960, the population of Molokai in 1916 was 5,023 people. Today, the population is 7,345 residents. Native Hawaiians are 4,157 occupants, or 62%. Filipinos are 2,254 residents, or 31%. And Japanese comprise of 857, or 12%. And you see, the challenge with that in Molokai is it has some of the highest statistics that are real challenging when I read them, of unemployment being so high, almost 26%, of teenage drug abuse, teenage alcoholism, teenage pregnancy, the highest percentage compared to any other island. And one of the reasons it might be so high is the base of the population is only 7,400 and some odd people, but that means there is a great need there. You know, it's when people are starting to feel hopeless, that's when it's time for Jesus to come and show up. And I'm going to let Lynn share a little bit more while I get some more notes.
You know, last year for our 2012 Convoy of Hope Hawaii, being that we increased from the previous year, we had three outreaches, Honolulu, Leeward, and Windward. And together, we had over 18,000 guests, honored guests, and volunteers. One of the statistics that's pretty god awesome is that free groceries in tons were distributed 67.5 tons. So we had 40-foot containers come over. We had over 120 churches involved. Almost 10,000 prayers were given that day. We had over 1,600 medical dental screenings. And more impressively, we had 950, almost 1,000 breast cancer screenings at the Honolulu site. We did 1,400 portraits of the family. And we also did 900 haircuts. I mean, these are just God-sized services. And the most incredible of all would be the 33,000 hot dogs that was served that day, Bula.
33,000 hot dogs. I remember we were trying to place an order for the hot dog. We try to support local vendors as much as we can because we support small business in Hawaii. And when we placed the order for the hot dogs, he either dropped the phone or we got disconnected because there was no sound on the other end of the phone. And I'm not sure how often the gentleman receives an order for 33,000 hot dogs for one day. But the next question was even better. He says, do you need buns? I'm like, no, we're just going to have them holding their hand and put the ketchup and mustard on their thumb and forefinger and just have them chew on everything and have a full meal. No, yes, we needed the buns. Thank you, brother. But, it's a God-sized project, but... You know, the first year, you know, we were doing this and we all thought about it as well. We have needy people. We should help people in need. And that's a great mantra. That's a great impetus to get things rolling. And we do have needy people. Now, when I say needy people, already people are over there going, oh, yeah, you're going to help the homeless again. You're going to help certain ethnic groups that take all the services from all the local people. No. When I say needy people, there's people that live in homes that in the last week of the month, they ain't no groceries in the cupboard. We're eating ramen straight out to the end of the month. You know, we make things stretch. So having an extra bag or two of groceries for free would make an impact. Having a free haircut, maybe you haven't had a haircut in a few years because you haven't been able to afford it, that would be something to look forward to. Having a family portrait, because when was the last time you had your family together and they weren't trying to kill each other? You know, and you take a picture where everybody looks halfway decent. For some families, that never happens. You get free entertainment all day. You get a free hot lunch. And you have free government agencies with services. We have free medical and dental screenings. We try and get other things donated, such as clothes. We have a kids zone. We have things going on for the children. We have games. We have prizes. You know, and it's just it's a day of compassion. It's an opportunity to be Jesus with skin. Because you can tell somebody when they're hungry, oh, brother, I'm going to pray for you. Well, you know, that's fine and dandy. But when you walk away, brother's still hungry, okay? So how about we try it like this? Oh, the guy's sitting there, he say, do you want a hot dog? Oh, thank you. Jesus loves you. Well, you know, now he's got a connection. Jesus loves me and I got food in my stomach. A lot of times when they hear that or they see that, they say, can I have two more? I said, of course, Jesus loves you 3 times more than he did earlier today.
Hallelujah.
You know, but it's just we have to be Jesus with skin. We have to be able to preach about the love of Jesus. And if we have to use 3 or 4 words.
That's right.
You know, we just have to let our actions speak louder than our words. Because everybody can talk the talk. Mm-hmm. Let's get that right. Anybody can play church.
Yes.
I'm talking about when the rubber hits the road. I'm talking about when the pedal hits the metal. How are you going to act? Do your feet match your mouth? Are you just giving them lip service? Are you going to get down with them where they at? And help them and lift them and encourage them and lift them up. Every person that comes to the Convoy of Hope through our gates is an honored guest. I don't care what you're wearing. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what you smell like. You are our honored guest for the day.
Yes.
You come through that. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've done. I don't care who you know. For that time, when you walk through our entry gate, you are Convoy of Hope, Hawaii's honored guest. And we're going to treat you the way you should be treated.
Amen.
There's no charge for anything. We raise money through donations and organizations. I get on my knees and I beg and I borrow and I borrow again because I don't steal. But, you know, that's not called stealing, honey. But, you know, it's such a do good, feel good, is good story.
Is
you know,
good.
And it is good. And people in Hawaii, we have something that's a little different. And that's called the Aloha Spirit. Now, they have these outreaches all over the United States. But brothers and sisters, let me tell you, we have the Aloha Spirit. We have the breath of life. We have the Holy Spirit in each and every one of us. And when we see somebody that's down and out, we're not going to look down. We're going to get down to lift them up. The only reason you should bend down is to lift them up. Don't look down. Bend down and lift them up.
Yes.
Help your fellow brothers and sisters. You never know when you might be in a situation like that. In Hawaii, with the cost of living so high, we're about 2 checks each or 3 checks from being homeless. And that's the reality of life. So when you see somebody who's in need, and we have the resources, we have the capabilities, we have the things that are available to help them, shouldn't we help them? Hawaii, we got to do this. Come on, let's be an example for the rest of the nation. I have a lot of people, you know, and the challenge that they have is when they want to get involved, I don't know what to do, you know, I cannot cut hair. Well, you know what, I'm bald, I can't cut hair either, okay? So I'm not going to go do hair cutting, but I can go help with the food. I'm 300 pounds, I can go help with the food tent. You know, I can go help with the kids zone. You know, there's always areas to volunteer. And the more that people get involved, you think that you're going to bless those people? My beloved, you will be blessed. Beyond. You will be weeping by the end of the day.
Yes.
I'm telling you. When the Holy Spirit comes down and you can see people change before your eyes, that they have hope,
that they have a future because you gave them a hot dog, or you gave them a set of slightly used clothes, or they got a haircut for the first time with their kids for 4 years, or they got a family portrait, or they just got a medical screening that tells them they need to go see someone to get better, or they realize they can get health benefits now that they didn't have for the last 4 years. When you see those miracles happen in front of your eyes, you know that you serve a mighty God. You know you serve a living God. You know you serve a loving God. You know you serve a God of restoration. You know you serve a God of second, third, fourth, and 20 chances. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we praise. That's the God that we worship. That is the God that is as real as the jeans you got on your butt today. That is how real God is. It's when you open your eyes, when you take the scales off of your eyes, when you take the blinders off of your eyes, when you open your ears, when you open the eyes of your heart, when you see what God is doing all around you, you will know that you are living in Christ and not in crisis. When you help other people out, you are doing something for those that are in need, those that are less fortunate. That is compassion in action. That is being Christ-like. That is being where God wants you to be, helping your brothers and your sisters, helping your fellow neighbor. That's what it's all about. Love each other. Love one another. You know, it's not about being qualified. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. You know, and there's a lot of people, they think, well, I've done this and I've done that. You know, you just have to come with a willing heart. You know, there's some people that we know through history that are really incredible accomplishments. You know, one of these people, he was 30 years old, completely devastated and depressed after being removed from the company he started. He came back 13 years later to make it an international icon with Apple, Steve Jobs. After being cut from his high school basketball team, he went home and locked himself in his room and cried. Michael Jordan. This group was rejected by one of the biggest recording studios and were told, "We don't like your sound and I don't think you have any future in show business." The Beatles. He was fired from a newspaper for lacking imagination and he didn't have any original ideas. Walt Disney. She was demoted from her job as a news anchor because she wasn't fit for television. Oprah Winfrey. He couldn't speak until he was 4 years old, and his teachers agreed that he probably wouldn't amount to much. Albert Einstein. His first novel was rejected by 16 agents and 12 publishing houses. He went on writing and writing and writing, and soon became best known as a novelist and author for his works of modern legal drama. The media has coined him as one of the best novel authors ever alive in the 21st century, John Grisham. During his childhood, he dropped out of junior high school. He was persuaded to come back and was placed in a learning disabled class. And he only lasted a month, and then he just dropped out of school altogether. Steven Spielberg. My brothers and my sisters, we're going to have Ron Showers later on this week, global director for Convoy of Hope, who's seen miracles all around the world.
Amen.
Seen the love of God before his eyes, and it's just a compassion that he has to reach the lost. And like you know, my brothers and sisters, my beloved, you do not have to be in prison to be in prison. Society does a great job of it, whether you're inside or outside. But it's not about capability, it's about availability. When you show up and do all you can do, the Lord will do the rest. You know, we're so blessed, once again, to have the state coordinator for Convoy of Hope, Mrs. Lynette Eastman. Lynette, would you like to close with a few words, and then I'm going to close with a prayer?
Yes, just a couple of things, my brothers and sisters that are inside the prison walls. Please mark the date, July 20th in Molokai, July 27th in Honolulu and Leeward. Please let them know. Let your families know. Amen. And brothers and sisters, we need your prayers. This is a God-sized event and needs a God-sized thousands of volunteers. And I know that with your prayers that you lift us up, that God will reign that day.
Well, my brothers and my sisters, we've gone off track a little bit. We're talking about Convoy of Hope today on Free Inside Ministry. Check out our website, www.freeinsideministry.org. And for more information on Convoy of Hope, it's www.hawaiiconvoy.org. That's once again for Convoy of Hope is www.hawaiiconvoy.org. We also have an email for Free Inside Ministry. It's freeinsideministry@gmail.com.
when you go to our website, My Brothers and My Sisters, tell your family members, all of the broadcasts are there for their listening enjoyment. We actually have some photos of some brothers that have gone through the system. They're out working now, and they're doing well. We lift them in prayer.
Amen.
And, you know, you don't have to be in prison to be in prison. This program is targeted for those that are incarcerated, but it applies to everyone who walks the face of this earth. I had a lovely family in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada, listening one night from a cousin that told them in Cali, listen to this guy talk. This guy talk real nice. He doesn't talk real nice. He just talk real. Get straight to the point. I guess they were talking about somebody else. No, they was talking about me. But, you know, the greatest compliment I had was this lady said, anyone who owns a radio, Brother Bula, should listen to this show. This show has changed our family's life. This show, I'm trying to get it to my son who's incarcerated in Nevada. But she says, you speak life. You speak life. I speak the word of God. I speak the redeeming value of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross for anyone and everyone. All you have to do is reach out. Ask for him to come into your heart. Ask for him to take over your life. Confess your sins, and you will be saved. You will be in heaven with me and with my lovely wife, Lynette. I'm going to close in prayer real quickly. Heavenly Father, Lord God, yes, bless all those that have heard this program tonight. Bless all of those that are tuning in. Bless them in abundance, Lord. Heal them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord. Bless them in abundance in all their provisions. Bless their families. Bless their friends. May their blessings be in such abundance that they have to share their blessings with others.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, keep them safe. Those that are incarcerated, keep them safe. Keep them close to your bosom as a father keeps his newborn babe. Until another point in time, aloha, ke akua, I ke akua ko onania. Ahuiho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bula Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bula at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.